Good morning. We're in the village of Eddy and Shavady, which is next to the international township of Oroville. My name is Bridget. I'm part of the Tamarai project. Tamarai is a series of informal education projects in Eddy and Shavady village that help to foster well-being and the growth of fullest potential. We're in the building of the Eddy and Shavady Healing Centre, which offers natural health care services to this village. And I'm with young people from this village who are very active in the local youth club and the project, and they're particularly interested in social change in their village. Good morning, Poovi.
Good morning, Bridget.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Poovi. I'm from Eddy and Shavady. I'm a student of Reach for the Stars. I'm pursuing my Bachelor of Engineering in the field of computer science.
And Prabha, good morning. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Prabha. I'm 19 years old. I'm studying in Aravinder College, Engineering, ECE.
Fantastic. And what do you really care about, Prabha?
I really care about well-being. The people in my village, there are some people, they are addicted to alcohol, and there are some problems in our village. I want to transfer them into a well-being person.
And what about you, Poovi? What do you really care about?
Yeah, I really care about equality, because I feel that in our village we don't have equality. I know that everyone know that a woman is having a good power in themselves, but they are shy to bring it up. I wanted them to come up and show it to everyone and to bring our village to a good position. That is why I am doing a drama in this well-being campaign. And by seeing that, I want others also to come up like me and not to be shy of looking at men.
Fantastic. And you mentioned a campaign. So what is this campaign that you're working on?
This campaign is Nammal Mudiyum. It is being... All the students from Tamarai and also from the youth club, all of them have joined together, and we are doing a campaign on February 28th at the Temple Square in Eddy and Shavady. In that campaign, we are having lots of activities such as capoeira and massage and silambam, and lots of activities that students and youngsters can participate in it, to motivate them to go in a good path other than drinking and alcohol. The main thing that we are doing this campaign is to give a good knowledge for the people who are addicted to alcohol, because alcohol is the root for every problems that is being caused in our village. Alcohol caused to widows, and lots of people die due to drunken die. And then students can't study, because in our Reach for the Stars also, lots of students are studying because of this sponsorship, since they don't have financial fund in their families, because their fathers go and drink, and they are not earning lots of money for our higher educations, and that is the main reason for our Reach for the Stars. And we all suffer a lot because of our fathers drinking a lot.
Great, Poovi. That's very interesting what you're doing. Prabha, can you tell me a little bit more about the campaign? So Poovi talked about the well-being activities we're doing, but you also mentioned to me earlier that we're going to have some doctors here talking, and that also you guys were involved in a drama.
Yeah. In our campaign, like counselors will be there to detox the alcoholic people. After the campaign day, like we used to give deoxys for the alcoholic.
So this project, Nammal Mudiyum, it has many aspects, Prabha, but one is this drama you're going to do. Tell me about the drama. I know you've been working on it for the last 3 months. What have you been doing, and what is it about?
Yeah. Last 3 months we were working as a meeting. We will discuss what is happening in our village. And finally we have made a script to perform a drama in our village. This drama will make a big difference in our village. This will make a change.
And the drama is about?
And the drama is about well-being. And this is family-oriented, like what will be happening in our family.
Is it a story about alcoholism, or what is it about?
A person who is addicted to alcohol, what are the problems he face, and what are the problems and their family face? It speaks about that.
And does it have a happy ending or a sad ending, or do you want to say that? Do I just have to come along and see it?
No, that's suspense.
Suspense.
Yeah.
Okay. And how has it been for you to be part of this drama, just on a personal level? How has it been for you?
I feel very proud to act in the drama. For my village, I am acting to make a change in our village.
Fantastic. And Puvi, I know I was at one of the very first meetings about the drama, and I know all the girls in the group said that they couldn't go on stage. It wasn't so appropriate for girls to go on stage. But I've seen now that there's quite a few girls going on stage. So what happened?
Actually, no. As you said, at the first meeting, every girl said that I won't come. And they said that particularly in our village, we won't do it. It is okay in other villages because the people in our village will speak something bad about us. But I stood that, yes, I will participate from a girl's side. And I thought that everyone will come by looking me. And also I did it. And two girls are coming and participating in the drama. I feel very proud that I've done a good thing, and I've stepped up a little bit up in what I'm standing for, equality.
Fantastic. So because you had the courage to step forward, others followed you.
Yes.
That's fantastic. And Savitri is here now, who is also part of the youth club in the village. Savitri, do you want to tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm Savitri from Eden Javadi. I'm the ex-student of Thamarai. So I'm working in Thamarai. Through my village, I want to change a peaceful village. So I am also participating in the drama. So I'm happy to participate in it.
Great. So once upon a time, you were a child in Thamarai. Now you're the teacher.
Yes.
So you're also role modeling change. That's fantastic.
It's my pleasure to working in Thamarai.
Great. So, Savitri, through this campaign that's happening, what's going to be different? What do you hope that this campaign will do?
I hope after the campaign, through the drama, maybe the person who is addicted to alcohol, they feel the effect of family to how they're facing in the family to day-to-day life. So maybe they will change, after the drama, we will give a concern for every week. So addicted person, they will be counseling to the concern team. They for day by day or monthly, they will be changing their addiction slow by slow. Then after, the main thing is we have to give a busy the person. So we also include a silambam. When the people get busy, they won't think about alcohol and other things, other addicted issues. So we hope to get people busy.
So doing positive things.
Yes.
Ah, great. Now, there'll be many people around the world listening to this and they won't know what silambam is. So what is silambam?
Silambam is one of the martial art in Tamil culture. It is it's like a karate, but we are using strike to get energy and boost of the person.
Great. So you'll have activities like silambam afterwards, huh?
Yes.
And you're going to have counseling and sessions and detox programs. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Great. And this word Nalam Mudiyam, what does it mean?
Nammal Mudiyam is we can, Bridget.
Great.
We can do it. People who are addicted to alcohol, they'll have a mindset that they can never recover from it. But we say that we can do it means we can make people to get rid of alcohol and to become a healthy person. And the more interesting thing is the person who are participating in the drama, Nammal Mudiyam drama, is all the people who are from our village. That's more interesting to share it here. The youngsters from Eden Chowdhury village and the elder ones are also coming together for every meetings and they do hard work for it, and definitely I feel that for our hard work, at least 2 or 3 will get rid of alcohol, and it means that our success.
Is there anything else you want to change?
Nowadays, like, education has become a money. Like, they are selling education. They doesn't have any knowledge, but they mug up the things. That's the thing I want to change. We want to change.
Great. So mock up again is a word.
Memorizing.
Memorizing. So it's a lot of rote education. Yes. Yeah. Great. So does that mean that you would like an education system that's more
knowledge?
Knowledge based.
Knowledge based.
Great. Okay. And what about you, Savitri? Is there anything else you would like to change?
After the campaign, I want to see what are the other issues to affect our society with a rude way. So I want a peaceful society in the peaceful family, peaceful village. Mm. So I want to think about the issues, what are the issues affecting our village to become a peaceful village.
Great, okay, so that might be the next project.
I want to change, we should avoid using plastics.
Ah, okay.
That's the main problem faced by everyone in India. We have done lots of cleaning in our pond, in our village pond. We find lots of bottles and plastics, lots of things. But that is a very good place for securing water. But we are spoiling it. We should not only the pond, everywhere. We are doing lots of cleaning, but again and again the plastics are coming at the same place. And we have to use, we have to avoid using plastics. That is the thing that I want to change.
Great, so that might be the next project.
Sure. So, Bridget, what do you think that you have to bring to our village, and what is your future? What do you think of it?
I don't think it's about me bringing anything to the village. I think it's about us co-creating together. And I think that Oroville is next to this village, right next door, and our futures are completely intertwined. So whether you look at our water systems, our security systems, our food systems, for the future, it's very important that we actually come together and work together. So the problems in Eddie and Shabadi, we've got the same problems in Oroville. So that's why I see, and I see that we have to co-create the future and work together. So that's, so my dream, for my dreams are that, yeah, that we're really like a one environment that's working together for the well-being of, you know, like it's all our community. It's not the village and Oroville. It's actually one community together that are trying to foster well-being for all. So that's really what I care about, to actually help foster that with all of you. Because it's like, as we know, Nala Mudiam, we can. Together, we can do it.